When I developed the playwriting program, because it's 6 weeks during the summer, there are a lot of things that just aren't possible in that kind of a structure. Like, we don't have teaching assistants, and at the time we didn't have actors and directors, and because they're taking so many classes, it wouldn't be possible to put up a production during those 6 weeks. And of course, a playwright learns the most about their work when that work is shared with a live audience, and they can not just hear what the audience says about it, but watch them shifting in their seat, tell when they laugh, what they're laughing at, when they're silent, when they should be laughing, you know, that sort of thing. So I wanted to figure out a way, again, within the time and resources that we had available, to provide as many opportunities for that kind of audience interaction with the playwright's work as possible. So we did, a microbrewed play festival where at the end of the summer, each a playwright and director team has had about – well, they're not allowed to have more than 7 total hours of rehearsal. And then they put what they've got up in front of an audience in a staged reading. We have 2 readings on Friday night and then 4 readings each day on Saturday and Sunday. So it's 10 readings over 3 days is a lot. But again, it's just a hallmark of what we do at Hollins. It's dynamic, it's energetic, and we wring every possible value out of every possible minute.
So when the readings are over, will the playwrights ask for feedback from the audience?
Yeah, we bring the playwrights down and sit them on a chair. I do a moderated discussion. The playwrights don't speak. They take notes. And we, in addition to the general public who are invited to these readings, the program brings in around a dozen theater professionals to also watch the work and give their responses to the plays. And we try and bring in a really wide variety of theater artists. We've had Christopher Jones, the lead drama critic from the Chicago Tribune, has been here. World-famous playwrights like Naomi Wallace have come. But we also have people that you might not expect to be visitors to a playwriting program, like graphic illustrators, so they can speak to how they might do a poster for the play, or dramaturgs, artistic directors, professional actors. It's pretty exciting. And again, we are so thrilled to be partnering with Mill Mountain Theater, because it would be a completely different atmosphere if we had these events out on campus. I really like to try and tear down that artificial town gown separation between the playwriting program and the community that they're being trained to serve. We want not only to have our students interact with the public, but to have the public also interact with the phenomenal guest artists that we bring in, either for festival or our Monday night guest speaker series, and just build an excited, knowledgeable audience base for new plays.
We're talking with Todd Ristall, Program Director of the Playwrights Lab at Hollins University. Just a couple more questions. Talk about some of the plays that come out of the Festival of New Works during the summer. Do they go on to be produced during the Winter Festival, or do they go on to be produced elsewhere?
We're so proud of the work that our students is doing and the recognition that our students are gaining in the profession. So many of our students have in-class writing exercises or projects that they're doing while they're in their studies go on to be published and produced in major theaters around the country.
Samantha Mocker, for instance?
Oh, Samantha Mocker. Her play, Arctic Circle, was the very first play that we did down at Mill Mountain Theater. So it was kind of the beginning of the Winter Festival of New Works. And that was seen as a reading in our Playwrights Festival by a publisher who said, I'd love to publish this, but my rule is it needs at least 6 performances in a professional theater with a review. And Bob Moss said, well, I'll direct it. And I talked to Mill Mountain Theater, and they were thrilled to let us use their space. We did 6 performances. It got a review in the Roanoke Times. Bob said, you know, it's a shame to spend this much time on something and not have it have a bigger life. So he offered us the use of the space in New York City. We raised another $10,000, which is a real sign of the level of support the community has for the work that we're doing. And we took the play with all of its original cast, including local actors, to New York City for a week to do 6 performances there. So our students are not sitting around waiting to be discovered. Our students are doing it and doing it now.